People in Mukilteo got a remarkable postcard in the mail last week. A plain white card with black box lettering that said, "Attention Mukilteo residents, you may be interested to know, Mukilteo has received a complete planning application for construction of a mosque." And there was an invitation to call Mukilteo's mayor if residents have concerns or questions. The man who reportedly sent the postcard, Mukilteo business owner and resident Peter Zeev, said he has, quote, international and national concerns about the mosque proposal. Mukilteo's mayor, Jennifer Gregerson, told Jeannie Yandel before that postcard went out, the city hadn't gotten much feedback about the mosque.
I've definitely talked to a couple people who had questions about traffic or parking. There's a wetland on the site. It's been vacant for forever, basically. So, you know, a handful of people. The postcard certainly raised a lot more awareness. And so we've had, you know, we've had a few dozen phone calls into City Hall and a couple emails. They've really been split. Some of the people, maybe about half, expressing concerns about those, you know, traffic and other issues, concerns and questions about having a Muslim house of worship in the city. And then the other half are people who didn't like receiving the postcard and were concerned about that.
So half of the responses you got were about the mosque and the other half were about just receiving this postcard in the mail.
Right. You know, Mukilteo is growing and changing. And so I think there's always questions when there's new things happening. You know, when I was on our council for 10 years before I became mayor. And, you know, part of that was the economic downturn and there weren't a lot of development applications. You know, it was a very quiet time as far as those issues go. And I think that that's changing. And in a lot of ways, that's really positive. That means that there's, you know, new construction jobs and new growth and, you know, hopefully good developments coming into the city.
Well, as you said, the arrival of this postcard in many residents' mailboxes spurred on a conversation about the building of this mosque. What does that do to the city's plans for going forward with the proposal? How has this affected the city's plans for letting the mosque be built?
Well, our job is to enforce the city regulations and, of course, you know, all other laws. And so we're really focused on that. We're going to make sure that those the laws are followed and the regulations are in place and that this development proposal complies with all of those, just like we would with any other proposal. And, you know, there's a First Amendment for a reason. People have a right to exercise their religion. So we can't and we won't discriminate based on that fact.
When you do hear from residents about the mosque, when they're concerned about it being built, what's your response to them?
Well, I let them know that in a review of a land use proposal that it's important to submit their comments about things related to the development. So those traffic and potential wetland impacts, if there's enough parking on the site, those kinds of questions are useful to our planning department as they assess the proposal. And I also remind them that we have the First Amendment and their right to speak out about the mosque is there, as well as the right for people to exercise their religion. And I'm proud that the city is there to ensure that that people are protected and that we're not discriminating as we consider the proposal.
You also may hear from residents who are Muslim or who might look Muslim, who are concerned about what people are saying that this mosque will do to Mukilteo. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, I really want them to know that our city is a welcoming city, that we're proud of our diversity and that we seek to be inclusive. And so I'm glad that they're in the community and I as mayor welcome them. And I believe that there are many residents in Mukilteo who feel the same way.
Have you had to have that discussion yet with any residents of Mukilteo?
Yeah, a couple times I have. Yeah.
How have they gone?
I think that I've been reassuring to them. And I do feel really strongly that we should be open and welcoming to everyone who wants to be a part of our community. And I want to do what I can as mayor to support that.
Mukilteo Mayor Jennifer Gregerson telling KUOW's Jeannie Yandel about this postcard mailed out regarding a proposed new mosque in the city. The man who reportedly sent the postcard has agreed to meet with local Muslims about it and talk about it. He's indicated he might want to apologize, so we'll keep following that.